The criminal case against a former NASA astronaut is still working its way through the courts in Tuscaloosa. Space Shuttle crew member Jim Halsell stands charged with reckless murder and the deaths of two sisters. Jayla Parler and Naomi James died in the early morning traffic crash near Tuscaloosa in 2016. Halsell's case is attracting attention, in part because of his history with NASA. But as APR's Pat Duggins reports, this wasn't the only time an astronaut faced this brand of spotlight.
I'm going to introduce the commander. This is fairly informal, and then we'll let him introduce the rest of the crew members. And then we'll take some questions for a few minutes from the press that's here.
Not every space shuttle mission starts with a blast off.
Well, thanks very much. We're glad to be out here. We were afraid we were going to get rained on, but this is the right kind.
This is tape from 1995. A group of reporters and I are at Launch Pad 39A at the Kennedy Space Center with Space Shuttle Atlantis poised for liftoff. Today is a practice session where the five astronauts will suit up, climb inside the spacecraft, and practice an emergency evacuation. This is 14 years before I joined Alabama Public Radio, and for the sake of this story, it's not the Q&A that counts, but rather the tradition where the mission commander introduces the crew to the press. On this flight, the head astronaut is Ken Cameron.
Over on the far right in the line here is Lieutenant Colonel Jim Halsell. He's the pilot for this mission. Experience, flew on STS-65.
Thanks a lot. My pleasure to be here, and as Ken said, we're happy with the weather today.
This was Jim Halsell's second trip to orbit. By the time he was done, he had flown five times, and I'd covered all of those missions. Halsell retired from NASA in 2006. 10 years later, this happened.
We are learning new details in another deadly accident. This one claimed the lives of two children in Tuscaloosa County. ABC 3340 is working to learn when James Halsell Jr. will make his first court appearance.
James Halsell was in one car. In the other were two sisters, Jayla Parler and Naomi James. Both were killed, and Halsell is charged with reckless murder. He's pleaded not guilty.
You know, my thought was, how could somebody so accomplished spiral down into an area where just, you know, mere mortals live?
That's Kimberly Moore. She's a veteran space reporter based in Central Florida. Moore isn't referring to James Halsell, but rather the subject of her new book.
It is the story of astronaut Lisa Nowak, and she is remembered for driving across the country to attack her romantic rival for the affections of another astronaut, William Opheline, and she may or may not have used diapers on this trip.
Roughly 12:30 in the morning, February 5th, 2007, the airport terminal video seems to show Lisa Nowak settling in. Just after 1:10, she wanders in front of the security camera wearing a jacket, hat, and wig.
Moore recalls the moment she heard the news from CBS anchor Martha Sagalski in Orlando.
In a very breathless voice, was like, this astronaut, you know, got arrested for attacking a romantic rival and possibly used diapers on her trip to Orlando. And I literally sat up, eyebrows raised, and I'm like, oh my God, how on earth did that happen?
Legal issues aren't the only thing Lisa Nowak and Jim Halsell have in common. The other are resumes that could come off as impressive. Before joining NASA, Halsell flew the SR-71 Blackbird. That's a spy plane that flies as fast as the space shuttle does inside Earth's atmosphere. Moore says Nowak has a similar story.
You know, she is a Naval Academy graduate. She graduated in 1985, and that's back when women, not a lot of women attended the Naval Academy. It was just a couple of years after they started admitting them. She could fly 30 aircraft. She had about 1,500 hours. You know, she was an accomplished naval officer.
For the sake of transparency, Moore asked me to review the manuscript for her book and to write an endorsement for the dust jacket. Moore covered Nowak's initial release from jail and the trial that ensued. She says there was one spot where her legal team appeared to use her public image as an astronaut as part of their strategy. Moore says it was during her arraignment, and it appeared to come down to one question.
If your past doesn't come to speak for you now, when will it? Because prosecutors didn't want her treated as an astronaut. They wanted her treated as a normal person. And this was when she was being arraigned and charged with attempted murder.
Now, former astronaut James Halsell stands accused of reckless murder. Prosecutors may pursue intoxication as the cause of the accident. Halsell reportedly showed no alcohol in his system, but the district attorney's office is quoted as saying that's because state troopers had to get a search warrant for a blood test. The defense may counter that the former astronaut had a bad reaction to the sleep medication Ambien. APR invited the defense and prosecution to be interviewed for this story, but both declined. The case is yet to go to trial, and there's no indication of whether or not Halsell's background as an astronaut will come up.
You know, I think the answer is no.
Judge John Carroll is a professor at Samford University's law school. APR News asked him to look into the James Halsell case and to offer his thoughts. Carroll doesn't expect the defense to lean too heavily on their client's image as an astronaut unless one of two things happens.
Where something like an astronaut background would help is where the evidence is could go either way. If it's a slam dunk for an acquittal or a slam dunk for conviction, whether or not he's an astronaut probably is not going to have any impact at all.
If Halsell's case goes to trial, it will occur during the resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Both of the young victims, Jayla Parler and Naomi James, were African American. Judge Carroll doesn't think that will be an issue, but he says there have been times in the past when public opinion changed how things happened in court cases.
I really do think that 10 years ago, Harvey Weinstein might not have gotten convicted, but I think people are now more aware of issues involving sexual harassment and those kinds of things, and so that would be one example where it might have made a difference.
Allegations of sexual misconduct by movie mogul Harvey Weinstein led to the so-called Me Too movement.
I'm glad to have this opportunity to apologize to Ms. Shipman in person.
Why don't you turn and face Ms. Shipman when you do this?
I'm glad to have the opportunity.
Lisa Nowak's trial ended in a plea bargain. She apologized to Air Force Captain Colleen Shipman for attacking her in the parking lot of Orlando International Airport. Moore sees at least some good coming out of the Nowak incident. She's referring to how NASA checks on the psychological well-being of astronauts. The space agency used to give shuttle crew members a one-time mental health check lasting 3 hours. Moore says that's changed.
A psychological evaluation is now part of astronauts' annual physical. For astronauts who go up on the International Space Station and they stay a while, they have a once-a-month check-in with a psychologist or psychiatrist just to make sure that they're okay.
One possible difference for Jim Halsell is that the victim in Lisa Nowak's attack was alive to hear an apology. Jayla Parler and Naomi James aren't. Judge John Carroll.
You have children in this case, which makes it significantly different than a lot of other cases because we are all sympathetic and care deeply about when children are involved in a matter like this.
Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.